Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Sometimes you just need to step away. I kept trying to get clear about my projects. What should I let go of? Should I keep doing a weekly reflection question? Should I keep doing this podcast radio show? And I kept trying to figure it out. I had done both for about 10 years, and even with journaling and different conversations, it was still not clear. Was this of service? Was this mine to do? I felt ill at ease, like something had to change, but what? So instead of forcing a decision or ignoring the discomfort, I took a break. I renamed my question of the week to the question of the moment, and I found 7 radio shows I liked to repeat so I could have a 7-week hiatus, space I needed to discern. I have learned the value of stepping away or taking a break several times in my life. My friend Renee calls them speed bumps, something that forces you to slow down and listen to your deeper self or to something beyond yourself. Well, my first big speed bump as an adult was when I had major back surgery in my mid-20s. I spent a month in bed and many months with limited mobility, unable to work. It was during that time I realized that my first career, being a social worker, was not a good fit for me. I also realized I wanted to travel once I was released from my body cast. So I went back to work for about a year and then took off with my best friend to visit Europe for the first time. When I came back, I started school to start a career change. The next major speed bump came about 15 years later. I was committed to studying and learn with 2 friends and colleagues. We felt that there had to be a better way of working because the way we were working now was not sustainable. We were exhausted young mothers and leaders. We got curious. What creates resilience in organizations? And what creates resilience in ourselves? We did this exploration by meeting quarterly for intensive retreats for years, reading, talking, sharing dreams and our deepest hopes. Early on, I began to see that what I took for reality was only my take on things, not the reality. It shook my world, and I was only able to see this because of the loving environment we had, accepting and supportive. After a few years, we opened these retreats up to other women, and they became regularly scheduled speed bumps, time to slow down and catch up to ourselves. And yet, somehow, I felt I needed a longer break, longer than these 3-day retreats. And as a self-employed person, I could not imagine how I could do that. How could I take a sabbatical and pay the bills? For many months, any time I started to travel for work, my back would spasm. My head was afraid, but my back was laying down the law. So I declared a 5-month break from work. And once I declared my need, enough work came in around that 5-month break so we could make our ends meet. People who saw me after the retreat said I looked different. I felt different. As Anne Morrow Lindbergh said in her sweet little book, Gifts from the Sea, quote, "I find there is a quality to being alone that is incredibly precious. Life rushes back into the void, richer, more vivid, fuller than before." Unquote. Yes, after retreats, life was more vivid and full. Since my 5-month break, I have taken personal retreats regularly from my normal life to catch up to myself. It's not easy to give myself the time. I found small ways, like an afternoon off or signing up for guided retreats, and I'll take advantage when I get the house to myself. I have learned retreats need just enough structure to guide reflection and a lot of space for emergence. Life is way too full of possibilities to be lived in the fast lane. Too much is blurry and goes by unseen. The speed bumps of breaks allow me to experience my life more fully. What speed bumps or breaks might serve you? What I learned during this one? Well, I found myself jotting down ideas for radio shows, writing about what I was learning, and appreciating what I gained from this, quote, forced weekly reflection. In a way, doing these podcasts is another form of a speed bump.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.